من كنت مولى من كنت مولى فهذا علي علي مولى مولى مولى.
أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي كرم الله تعالى وجهه الكريم was born in مكة المكرمة. His mother سيدتنا فاطمة بنت أسد رضي الله تعالى عنها named him after her father's name Hadar, whereas his father named him Ali. The beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم blessed him with the title أسد الله, the lion of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And no doubt the one whom my Nabi says he is the lion of Allah, until القيامة he always remains the lion of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Subhanallah. In addition, he has some other beautiful names and titles like Murtada. Murtada means the chosen one, subhanallah. Likewise, Karrar. Karrar means the one striking back repeatedly. And Sher-e-Khuda, Mawla Mushkil Kusha. These are all the famous titles of Hazrat Ali Karamullah Ta'ala Wajhal Kareem. He is the paternal cousin of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well, because his father, Abu Talib, and the blessed father of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Abdullah Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhu, were brothers. Subhanallah. And he is the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the husband of Sayyida Khatun Jannat Fatima Az-Zahra Radiallahu Ta'ala Anha. Subhanallah. And his kunyat means his appellation is Abu al-Hasan and Abu Turab. After 30 years of Amul Fil, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was 30 years old, Hazrat Ali Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhu was born on Friday the 13th of Rajabul Murajjab. He embraced Islam when he was only 10 years old, and he remained under the tarbiyat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And throughout his life, he supported Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he always stood with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, he also has a very high status because he is a Sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Likewise, he is amongst Muhajirin Awwaleen, means those first Muhajirin who migrated from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara. Likewise, he is amongst the Ashara Mubashara, means those 10 respected personalities who were given the glad tidings of Jannah in this world. And he has many other ranks. He is from amongst Khulafa'i Rashideen. He took part in the battles of Badr, Battle of Uhud, Battle of Khandak, and he killed many, many brave warriors of the Kuffar, that they could not have any chance against this lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Ansar and the Muhajireen then, you know, gave bayt and took bayt to Hazrat Ali karamullahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, and they elected him as Amir al-Mu'mineen, means the leader of the time, the Khalifa of the time, subhanallah. And he remained Khalifa for 4 years, 8 months and 9 days. Then on the 17th or the 19th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, he was seriously wounded by some person, and on the 21st of Ramadan al-Mubarak and the night of Sunday, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away as a shaheed, and he left this world as a martyr. His characteristics, or his qualities I'll say, his appearances was beautiful. He was neither very tall nor very short, but rather he was of a medium height. His eyes were big, and his blessed face was extremely beautiful, like that of the full moon, subhanallah. There was a distance between both of his shoulders. His palms and bones of the shoulders were heavy, and his blessed neck was beautiful, like the long-necked silver flask. His blessed beard was thick, and each hair was naturally dark without a hair dye. His hands and arms were very strong.
Ali Mona, Ali Mona, Ali Mona, Ali Mona, Ali Mona, Ali Mona, Ali Mona.